The following is the second part of a series called You Want to Know What a Priest Does and Experiences? Just Listen. It is an effort on our part to re-examine what the priesthood goes through in ministry and some of its more interesting aspects that normal people don't hear or see or think about. It is part of what we consider to be the Year of the Priest and our contribution to giving a deeper insight into the priesthood. Today, what I'd like to talk about is another experience I had. Hopefully, we'll have other priests that will come on board and give you their experiences. But the experience I want to address is going through the seminary and what we experienced and how that carried over into our priesthood and ministering to the lay people and keeping ourselves afloat. When I went to the seminary, we were still pre-Vatican II. It was in the 1950s, and I went to St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois. At that time, that seminary was more monastic than most monasteries, and we often prided ourselves that our training was as tough or tougher than what the Marines were going through. What exactly made it so tough and monastic? Well, first of all, we had the rule of silence. We also were not allowed to have newspapers, radios, television, no outside news whatsoever. And we had the great silence. In the evenings, right after recreation, which was around 7 o'clock, there was no more talking until the next morning. In the morning, when you got up, you went to the chapel. Everything was silent until you prayed and meditated, and really you didn't come out of the great silence until after Mass, which was around 7:30 in the morning. What we experienced in the seminary was really long, long periods of silence, so much so that I believe that some of the classmates that left because they just could not handle silence. When we got to the seminary, we had the rule of silence. You couldn't visit rooms, you didn't have a radio, you didn't have television, you also did not have any of the distractions of newspapers or magazines. And so you were pretty much left with yourself. And then we would do a 7-day retreat, which was a silent retreat. All of this played through all 7 years of our seminary training. And whenever we had a month, we would always have one Sunday, which was a day of recollection. Again, silence. And at the end of the year, another 7-day retreat in silence. And so you had no talking in the building, no outside distractions, and then these great silences every day, and then retreats and days of recollection in which silence was the predominant thing. One might say, well, do you need all of that silence? I think in today's modern world, it's very difficult for anyone to endure silence too long. We are definitely in a new technological age, which gives us all types of stimulation. We have the iPods, we have our cell phones, and of course we have news around the clock. Always something to grab our attention. But now looking back, I realize that because of all that silence, which I don't believe is for everyone, it was one of the most wonderful things in my own priesthood. Why do I say that? Because when problems come up, I find it so easy to go off alone for hours on end and to work through them in silence and to be alone with my thoughts and not to really feel any anxiety about being alone, but actually to see that quiet and that stillness as something very positive and energizing. I cannot say enough about the times that things really weighed on me. And like when I was in the seminary, when they did, I would go off alone and keep reflecting on it and talking to myself. And always it seemed that it gave me new insights. And once you had that breakthrough, and I use the word breakthrough specifically, it was like, oh, it really wasn't all that bad, or oh, it wasn't all that complicated. It wasn't that overwhelming. All you needed to do was to think through it, to make a breakthrough, and work it out for yourself. And often this silence and working it through were victorious, if you want to put it that way. Silence is a wonderful thing. One of the ways of describing it is not just the absence of sound, but a certain stillness within ourselves. And I believe that if we can achieve that stillness, we can overcome so many things that seem insurmountable and overwhelming. Silence is a power. And often it has been said, only those who are silent can really speak. Another thing about silence is that when we are silent and are able to look into ourselves or look into a situation or even just look into human nature around us and its beauty, it's a way of celebrating life. Years ago, Joseph Pieper wrote a book called Leisure. And in that book, he talked about leisure being celebration. And at first, I had no idea what he was talking about. And then one day, I walked down the mall and went to one of our museums there in Washington, D.C. And lo and behold, what they had was a beautiful mock-up picture, one that was almost the length of the room, of a Jewish synagogue that was absolutely beautiful, architecturally speaking. Beautiful in the sense that it had rich wood and marble and just a beautiful confluence of colors. And I stood there in silence, and I let it work on me. And before I knew it, I was like in that chapel or synagogue, and just drinking in the color and the beauty and all of the various angles and dimensions and forms that were there. And it was one of the most peaceful experiences I've ever had. And as I was walking home, I said, ah, that's what Joseph Pieper was talking about. The idea of being quiet and still and letting something work on you. Usually we work against those things we see or hear because we're distracted and we don't let them come in. We don't take time to focus and reflect on them. It's interesting when we go to the first pages of Genesis, God did this, God created that, and God saw that it was good. And we have the picture of God standing back, quietly drinking in what he has created and enjoying it. And I believe that's one of the offshoots of silence. Silence gives us a chance to step back and observe and enjoy what is there, to absorb it. The Germans have the word wahrnehmen, which means to be still and to let what you are focusing on work on you and not to fumble around while it's happening, but just to peacefully let it happen. And that is in the concept of Joseph Pieper. And I must say that when we were in our monastic mode, which was most of the time in the seminary, in which we had silence, that was at work. And we talk about joy. And what is joy? Is it not a certain peace? Is it not drinking in something that is beautiful and making it one with ourselves? And is this not what we mean when we talk about a sacramental union? We become one with the other, unity. It's interesting in the Mass, right before communion, we have that little prayer of peace. And in that peace, you have the idea of peace and unity. Well, what makes that unity? But silence, and through silence comes peace, union, a sacramental coming together. End of part 2 of, you want to know what a priest does and experiences? Just listen. This is the background of many priests, not only diocesan priests, but many who have gone through religious orders. Amen.